Oh, the one that has spiders in it?
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How do you make an Emo's Pizza even better?
Not possible.
Here's how. By introducing Emo's new and improved ordering online system, complete with the new Emo's Beyond Compare Rewards program. Ordering an Emo's Pizza online is now simpler, quicker, and easier. Plus, when you join the Emo's Rewards program, you'll receive a free regular order of Provel Bites.
No matter the device, simpler, quicker, and easier. Plus, free Provel Bites. That is how you make an Emo's Pizza even better.
Just visit emospizza.com.
Jay Randolph for my good friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network dealer for the full line of commercial vehicles, pickups, vans, and SUVs. Don't miss their SUV Season Sign and Go commercial van event with custom financing and leasing options. Broadway has a dedicated, experienced service and parts department. They're located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Call 314-412-9140 or go online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Don't settle for watching football at home. Buffalo Wild Wings has wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and the ultimate football watching food. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Very scrumptious looking sausage.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate that.
It's all the curing process.
That's right. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 18th edition of Binion's Playhouse. Here we are, the 18th of November, just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. You thought I'd forget it,
no,
didn't you?
No, I don't think that's today.
No, it's the 3rd of June.
Okay. We are brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. A couple of great offers still on the table for new patients when you declare proudly, as you should, that you're AM and the PM. And we'll tell you why I have gone there for 42 years and have never wanted to go anywhere else and don't, can't imagine going anywhere else to the dentist. We'll talk. Well, that was enthusiastic. Let's see who those enthusiastic voices belong to. First of all, there's Eon the Peon. He's the control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs and already have $25,000 or more saved, it will be a good time maybe to call Mark and Jason and go over all of your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of... My daughter loves Hebe. She wants to know the whole story of Hebe Jimenez. Someday, we'll have to tell Hebe's story.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting story. And like everything we tell, it's true. It's a true story. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And the Red Boy just told me, because he studies this a lot, he says that 700 A.D., the 3rd of June was the, as far as he can tell, the birth of what?
Cheese.
That's the birth of cheese.
Third
it was
of
the
June?
3rd of June.
Was that a sleepy, dusty
it was
day?
He says it was a sleepy, dusty Delta day in 800 AD. That's a long time.
I think cheese was around before that.
I mean, 700.
I think cheese was around before that.
Wasn't cheese around, like, in King Tut or something? They have cheese, I would think.
You need to check on it. You may have the 3rd of June.
I bet it goes back to the Roman Empire. Let me see.
Yeah, I think you got the year wrong. Go BC for cheese. Before cheese. Yeah.
Okay. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah, any year before that would be BC, before cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Bruce.
Do you want to do the history of cheese now, or do you want to wait till you do?
No, do you have the history of cheese?
I do.
Well, I'd like to hear. Red Boy, listen up. History of cheese. Here we go.
It says the history of cheese actually predates recorded history.
Woo.
Wow.
The origin of cheese is assumed to lie in the practice of transporting milk in bladders made of ruminant stomachs with their inherent supply of rennet.
What?
Whatever that is.
They rennet cheese?
Rennet cheese. There's no conclusive evidence indicating where cheese making originated, either in Europe, Central Asia, the Middle East, or Sahara.
Hmm.
So it's kind of an unknown thing because it predates, it's always been around as far as recorded history goes.
Well, you know it was an accident. Somebody left the milk out or something.
Yes.
That and cottage cheese and butter and stuff. It had to be an accident. Somebody was trying to stir up the milk, and they stirred it too fast, and next thing you know, hey, what's this stuff? Let's call it
butter. Here you go. They found shards of pottery pierced with holes on Lake Nuketel. Have you ever heard of Nuketel cheese? It's like cream cheese. I think that's another name for it. I guess that's where it comes from.
When I was a kid, we were so poor, we had Old Cattell cheese.
Oh, goodness.
We couldn't afford Nuketel. Lake Nuketel dated at 6,000 BCE.
Ooh, BCE, so what does that mean?
I don't know what BCE is. I think it's the same as BC. BCE is the abbreviation for before the common current Christian era.
Ah, okay, well, that would be like before
so
Christ,
like 16, yeah. So they thought that pottery was hypothesized to be cheese strainers.
Well, it all has to be an accident. You can't just go, I think I'll make some cheese or butter. It's an accident.
Well, I think every food thing had to be an accident at some point, right? Like an egg to find out it's edible.
Because it's coming out of something's butt. You go, well, I'm not eating that. But then you go,
and then you crack it open, you go, ooh, that doesn't look like
No, I'm really not going to eat it. Yeah.
And then somebody spilled one on a frying pan. And they go, wait a minute.
No, there were no frying pan. They spilled it on a real hot day on a rock.
Hot stone.
They dropped an egg on a rock.
And they go, hey, that's hardening up.
Maybe I'll taste that.
Hey, give me some of that stuff over there. And they had cheese. Then they had a cheese omelet.
Isn't it too bad we'll never know the number of people who died because
why don't you flip that thing over and see what happens?
They died because that was the first guy to try and then name anything poisonous, you know. Let's make a salad out of some of that stuff with three leaves.
Yes, well, and you know, milk, there had to be some accidents there where... We've
talked about
they
this.
They tried the cow, and then they go, well, we'll try the bull, too, and try that.
It's not really thick. Well,
he's only got one teat. Well, that's...
somebody had to go around and go, well, all right, let's give this a shot. And then they died.
Let's tug on this and see what happens.
And then, you know that probably somebody ate a big old road apple, piece of horse manure, thinking,
absolutely.
Got nutrients or something.
Yeah.
And that guy had the worst breath in the whole colony.
Yeah, that white thing came out of the chicken's butt. This brown stuff came out of this horse's
butt.
Got
grass in it. That looks pretty good. Yeah, I'm glad other people tested
trial
all this
and error
stuff
first,
before we did. Ballast Dental Care has a couple of really great offers for those of you who are ready to stop being afraid to go to the dentist. One of them is they're waiving the fee for AM and the PM people who are new patients. That's the fee for sedation, oral sedation consultation, and the actual fee for the sedation. That's a value there of $350. They're not going to charge you if you need that. They're also going to waive, and this is either or. You can't get both. You can also get, if you don't need the sedation consultation or the sedation, how about this? Free professional whitening system. And it's called a system because it's not like these little over-the-counter strips and weird little things. This is the real dentist office, real deal whitening. That's $310, and then I'm going to charge you for it if you become a new patient in your AM and the PM. One of the other many great perks for being AM on the PM and listening to this show. And as I've told you many, many times, I am getting, I'm 42 and a half years now. So next April, I'll hit the 43-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. They've been on with us about 16, 17 years. And I'm glad to have them on. And in that 16 or 17 years, and I'm not exaggerating this number, hundreds of people have become regular patients at Ballast Dental Care, and they, like me, have no desire to go anywhere else. So you can listen to all the dentist commercials you want to. Keep in mind when you hear them that they came on board probably because they got sick of hearing about Ballast Dental Care, and they went, we can't let them get all the business. Let's go on and tell them how great we are. Fine, knock yourselves out. We appreciate the business. But AM and the PM people, they're going to go to Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com. My dad's in a nursing home. And it is a home. It's actually a little home in a subdivision in San Diego. And it's a couple, a Filipino couple. And they're the most amazing people I've ever seen. They have six residents. And these people are all 80s, 90s. They're nursing home people. They can't do much for themselves. And this couple, I've never seen people work this hard. And when we went there, once, you know, we put him in there, and then we knew this is going to be his home, and I met them, I'm walking around the house, and this woman prepares three meals a day for these people. They change their diapers, they bathe them, they feed them. It's beyond belief, and they only have a couple of part-time helpers. And we went outside, and outside, now this is in San Diego, in a subdivision, they have two chickens in little cages. And I thought they were for eggs, because you know that's a big thing now. Even the Hollywood crowd, they those pastel eggs and these designer chickens, and it's not. And the husband starts to tell me about these chickens and what kind of chickens they are. They have a supplier in San Diego. They buy the chickens young from. And they are roosters. They buy them young, and then they raise them, and they get them healthy and strong. They pay about $100 a piece for them. They ship them to their family in the Philippines for about another $100 to ship them. And they sell them for $500 a piece. And you know why? Cockfighting.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a huge... I know it's here, we don't go for that.
Yeah.
It is a giant business and a huge sport in the Philippines. And he just flat out told me, he said, there's $1,000 right there.
Wow.
And those two roosters, and then we'll get another two and another two. And they have an arrangement with a... Apparently, you can ship these things and freight on... He's trying to tell me how it works. And if you do it with other animals... There's certain flights, which is only $100. And they arrive alive, and they're fine, and the family can't wait. They're waiting at the airport. They can't wait to get their hands on them because they take them out and let them get killed.
Man.
Or I guess if you kill the other rooster, you're still pretty much done, aren't you, once you've been in a cockfight?
I have no idea. I don't know how that works.
And one of the reasons I wanted to tell the story is it's the only real way you could say cock on the air.
Fight.
You
know,
cockfighting.
Huh?
Cockfighting?
Well, you could say cock. It's a rooster.
Yeah.
The cock crows three times. That's in the Bible.
Yeah.
When the cock crows three times. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And I've seen
some documentary. They put they strap little razor blades to their legs or feet or something. They just rip each other apart. Wow, that's and they big gambling. Oh man, they gamble big time on that.
They do it here too. Well, it's illegal, but they
it's all over, like out in the outlying parts of Missouri and down south. Sure, they do. We're running a commercial for Proactive. It's an acne product. Now, I didn't have acne. I feel bad for, and it's not just teenagers. You ever see adults who have bad acne? I feel bad for people with acne because apparently, even still, there's really nothing you can do to completely eliminate it. And I don't know how good this Proactive is. I'm sure it's a good product. But if you're cursed with acne, that's just kind of it. You're cursed with acne. And I told the story once before. When I heard that commercial, I thought about this. We had a good friend. He's gone now. He died. But he died at 58, too young. He was one of these guys, and you've seen him, that you could just tell as a teenager he had horrible acne because he had pitted scars.
Yeah,
skin.
Kind of pock marks.
Yeah, pock marks.
Face,
and he tried to grow a beard, but he was one of those scraggly. He didn't grow a great beard. And to me, I almost think it made it worse. But my second son was about, I'm going to say seven or eight. And we had all gone to the pumpkin farm. My boys were little, and he had a son and daughter, and they were small. And we're at the pumpkin farm, and my son, this friend, is just talking to me. And my son stands right in front of me, just staring at him. And my son says to him, "Hey, what happened to your face?" Now, Peon, you got to get ready because when Archie gets
I
old
know,
enough to talk,
no, I've
kids blurt out stuff.
Oh, they just blurt stuff out. I know.
And you don't think, when you're raising a child, that's not something you think to go, "Oh, by the way, if you ever see anybody with scars on their face, don't say what happened." You just don't. That's not something you think of. No. You don't even think it's going to happen. But he did it, and he just went, just clearly, "What happened to your face?" And I thought, oh, my goodness. And my buddy, to his credit, I just said, "Oh, man, I'm sorry." He goes, no. He said, "That's okay." He said, "It's called acne." And my kids never had a real acne problem either, thank goodness. And he explained to him. He said, you're a little older, you're in high school, you'll see kids with a lot of red. And he says, "That's acne, and I had that, and that's what caused this." And he just gave him an answer, which I appreciated. He didn't try to blow it off. He explained to him what it was. And the same thing happened at Lamp and Lantern Village. I still remember
where we were. Oh, my goodness. I remember that.
We were in a lighting store, and the guy waiting on us was on crutches, and his legs were in braces. You know those steel crutches with the handles, and you just kind of drag your feet along. You move up with the crutches and pull your feet because you're paralyzed. But the braces hold your legs straight. And so this guy's waiting on it. Same kid. He looks at him and goes, "What happened to your legs?"
Oh. He was curious.
Yeah.
Anytime he saw somebody a little different.
And the guy, I said, I'm really sorry. And he said, no. He said, "That's okay." He said, "I was in a motorcycle accident." And he proceeded to tell us about the accident. And, of course, Austin said, "My dad rides a motorcycle."
Oh, man.
Because I've had motorcycles since I was 16. And he said, "Well, your dad needs to hear this." And, man, I'll never forget it. It was a horrible story about how he got paralyzed. But you know what? I think that's what adults should do. When a kid asks a question, don't necessarily scold them. At some point, you got to teach them. Certain things are rude. My brother, when he was little, we had some people move in next door. And we lived in a little neighborhood. Our rent was $40, and it wasn't much of a place. The houses weren't much, so people didn't have a lot of money, and a lot of people didn't go to the dentist. And this little girl had the worst, I mean the worst teeth. Your snaggle tooth would have been a compliment.
Oh.
And my brother, the day they moved in and we were meeting them, he looked at her and went, "What happened to your teeth?" And he was about seven or something. So get ready, Peon.
Yeah, I know.
It's coming. Bill Cleveland had a story about people 5'10 and over more likely to cheat on their wives. And he had a joke about height, and he made a little reference to his own height. And when he said that, when I was a senior in high school, I was 6 feet tall. When I was a junior, I was 5'5". In 2 years, I grew 7 inches taller. And so I was so proud of the 6 foot thing. And the photographer comes to school to take the pictures for the yearbook, seniors. And I saw the sheet before he turned it into the printer and the notes by each picture. And he had me down at 5'11 and a half. I went ballistic.
Oh.
Because I'm telling you something, 6 feet is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're barely 6 feet tall. So I went to the yearbook person, and I said, hey, I saw the notes that guy. So I made him remeasure me to prove I was 6 feet tall. It's just one of those weird things that it's like reaching 100 pounds when I was in eighth grade. That was a big deal.
Yeah, I made such a big deal now.
I made it a couple of times over the years. I reached that goal. Congratulations. I didn't mention in the Landoff commercial, but Chevy should be real proud because they just announced, Motor Trend Magazine announced the new vehicles of the year, and they've named the Chevy Colorado as Truck of the Year.
Whoa.
And the Camaro is Car of the Year.
Wow.
You know where to get them. Johnny Landoff. That's where you go to get them. How much time? Not a lot of time. I need that. This joke needs time to do it justice. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy walks out on the street to catch a cab, and just as he steps out, there's a cab. The cab had just come around the corner, and it was like he had made an appointment. And the cab driver flags the cab down. The cab driver pulls over. The passenger gets in the back seat. And the cab driver looks back in the back seat and goes, wow, perfect timing. You're just like Fred. And the passenger says, who? And the cab driver says, Fred Anderson. Boy, I tell you, that guy, he did everything right. All the time. Like me coming along here when you needed a cab. That kind of stuff happened to Fred Anderson every day of his life. His timing was impeccable. And the passenger says, well, I don't know this guy, but, nobody's perfect. I'm sure he had dark clouds over his head occasionally. And the cab driver says, not Fred Anderson. This guy had it all. And not only that, he was a fantastic athlete. He could have won the Grand Slam at tennis. He could have golfed with the pros. He sang like an opera baritone. He danced like a Broadway star. And you should have heard Fred Anderson play the piano like a concert pianist. This guy was amazing. And the passenger in the back seat listening to all this says, well, that sounds like this guy was really something special. The cab driver, oh, no, he's more than special. Cab driver says he had a memory like a computer. Fred Anderson remembered everybody's birthday. He knew all about wine. He knew which foods to order, which fork to eat with. He could fix anything. Not like me. Now, if I change the fuse, the whole neighborhood blacks out. But Fred Anderson did everything right. And the passenger says, wow, what a guy. Cab driver says, yeah. You know, and he always knew the quickest way to go in traffic and avoid traffic jams. Not like me. I always seem to get stuck in traffic, but boy, not Fred. He never made a mistake when he was driving. And he knew how to treat a woman. He knew how to make her feel good. He would never talk back to her, even if she was wrong. And his clothing, Fred Anderson's clothing was impeccable, immaculate. Shoes were always polished. He was the perfect man. He never made a mistake. No, sir, nobody could ever measure up to Fred Anderson. Passenger says, what an amazing guy. How'd you meet him? Cab driver says, oh, I never met him. I don't know him, didn't know him. He died 2 years ago. Cab driver says, I don't understand. How do you know so much about him, about how perfect he is and how wonderful he is if you've never met him? He says, oh, I hear about him all the time. See, I'm the idiot who married his wife.
Meet me. Get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Boy, is it a mess on westbound Highway 40. You start jamming up from Jefferson downtown. That goes all the way out to Ballas, where they're working with a crash that has the right lane blocked. We have an accident also on Tesson Ferry just south of Kennerly Road in South County. On westbound 364, things are slow to stop and go between Bennington Place over the Veterans Bridge. Westbound 70, looking a little bit better, just slow right around Jennings Station Road. But then we're heavy from Highway 170 out past 270 to the Earth City Expressway. Eastbound 270, McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 170, stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. And westbound 44, not much better there. You're slow west of Jefferson out through Murdoch. This traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
My name is Wilma, and I have polycythemia vera, or PV.
PV is a rare disorder of the bone marrow in which the body makes too many red blood cells. There may also be an increase in white blood cells and platelets. It's a chronic disease that affects about 100,000 people in the United States.
I was having dizzy spells, confusing my words. I thought I was just overworked. After blood work and other tests, I was diagnosed with PV.
Your experience with PV is unique to you. Your symptoms, your blood counts, even your feelings can help you identify your PV state of mind or where you are in your journey with PV.
The bone pain was the final straw. I knew I needed to talk to my doctor.
Knowing your PV state of mind can help identify when it's time to evaluate your condition and talk to a healthcare professional. Register for resources to help get that conversation started at stateofpv.com.
This PV state of mind is about my journey with PV. Know yours.
If you have PV, talk to your doctor about how it's affecting you. Get resources at stateofpv.com.
Sponsored by Insight Corporation.
You can install the most expensive and sophisticated home security system available, but that won't keep a certain gang of cunning, savage animals from breaking into your home. I'm talking about hordes of mice, squirrels, rats, and other vermin invading your home through cracks and crevices, bringing with them dirt, disease, and damage. That's why you need a smarter, more effective home security system, the kind only Terminix offers. Terminix is the nation's leading provider of termite and pest control services. And right now, we're offering valuable free information at 1-800-603-9558. We eliminate and remove those damaging pests and seal your home from top to bottom to prevent future invasions, all backed by our Terminix guarantee. If they ever come back, so will we. Limitations may apply. Protect your home and family from invading vermin with the kind of home security only Terminix can offer. For free information, call now 1-800-603-9558. 1-800-603-9558.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars you're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the Bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stewart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stewart Rosenblum. 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stewart now, 324-4440, or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675679.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants, and let's talk about Dr. Bowen, because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Company, attention! Hot! Listen up, you pencil necks! You think you know about Broadway Oyster Bar?
Yes, sir!
Think again! They now have more seating, larger bathrooms, off-site catering, and a waiting and private party room! What more do you people want?
Food, live music!
Live music?
Yes. Broadway Oyster Bar still has the same great food and live music 7 nights a week! So get your sorry selves to 736 South Broadway or drop and give me 50!
Yes, sir!
I thought they'd see it my way.
Hi, I'm Monique.
And this is Sarah. On Soul School, we are exploring the lighter side of life and having unforgettable conversations about life in an open and honest way.
And we will be talking about topics such as soulmates, second chances, and knowing when enough is enough in any relationship.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Soul School, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've been thinking about moving over to solar power for your home. So are a lot of other people, which is why some power companies are pushing for extra fees to make up the difference. Completely eliminate your power bill? Get all the tax incentives you're entitled to while you still can. And do it locally, because local is accountable, and we finance. Call 1-800-MY-SOLAR for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
I'm not much of a wine drinker. I don't like most wine, but this guy is a, I guess, connoisseur with that. Sommelier is the guy that serves it and opens it, right?
Right.
What do you call a guy that enjoys it and knows it? I guess connoisseur. Well, that's what he is, and he's a connoisseur of Hollywood gossip and showbiz stuff. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by a place where they really do know wine. That's Annie Gunn's restaurant. And next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. And they're going to sell a lot of gift cards this time of year for good reason, because who wouldn't want one from either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse? The answer is nobody wouldn't want one. Everybody loves gift cards from Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans.
Get it.
Get
it.
Get her done.
Get her done. What are you doing there, Skeely?
Well, I'm looking at a recipe, and I never look at recipes. Now, I'll go over this tomorrow. I found this online this morning. It was in the online edition of our local paper, and I don't pay anything. I've never cooked one thing in my life. Scrambled eggs, that's the only thing I've ever made. I'm not a cook. But I saw a recipe, and I'll do this tomorrow, for bacon and fried onion cranberry sauce. Mm. And I thought, you know what? I like bacon, and I like fried onions, and I like cranberry sauce. This might be pretty good. So one of these days, it's interesting. My daughter, not long ago, I was home, and I watched her make a cheesecake. And I told my wife, I said, one day I want to go buy some ingredients, and I just want to make something. Just anything, something. Just follow me and see if I can do it.
I've never cooked. And I went through this period for about maybe a couple months, where on Sunday nights we would come together. On Saturday night we'd come together and figure out what we wanted to make for dinner on Sunday. And then we'd go to the grocery, and we would make like ginger, deep sea, Chilean bass, casserole or something. You know, just really
the real food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I'd like to just have one thing and go, hey, look, I made this. I don't even know what it'll be. I'll do something like a cherry pie or something.
Of course, I make dinner every night.
Well, why would you? You got a wife, don't you?
Well, she works, so I have dinner ready for her.
So?
And tonight we're having spaghetti and meatballs.
You don't work?
So hold on. You don't work? Seems to me you're the one that gets up at like, 3 o'clock in the morning, has to go to bed at 8 o'clock, and yet you're making dinner? What's the matter with you?
What the heck?
What kind of woman allows a man to do that? Just telling you. Wise up, buddy.
Doesn't seem
seems
fair.
Wrong. Seems
make
wrong.
Cheese, garlic,
you know, I've been sick for 3 weeks.
That's why. Overworked. You're working a job.
They actually called me in and gave me some, did I tell you this, West Nile virus tests?
They did?
Yeah. I thought I might have West Nile virus.
Oh.
That's how sick I've been.
Well, if you were in New York or somewhere, you'd have East Nile virus. So.
Oh, man.
Unless you're on the West Coast.
Light of what should be a very dangerous illness.
You don't have West Nile virus.
For the leader of the
the leader of our show? Yeah.
Are there mosquitoes there where you are?
No.
Oh. Don't you get, do you get it from mosquitoes?
I thought you did.
I thought you did, too.
Well, you go back. You might have gotten it when you went to, you were in the buttocks or when you were in Dallas or something.
I was in Canada, as in Washington, D.C.
Oh, Canada's got mosquitoes.
Deep in the buttocks. They got horrible mosquitoes.
I got big mosquitoes.
That's right.
All right, what's going on?
With the new Star Wars coming out, name the name of the one original star from Star Wars that went to high school in Yokohama, Japan. Luke Walker, a.k.a. Mark Hamill. Han Solo, a.k.a. Harrison Ford. Princess Leia, a.k.a. Carrie Fisher. Ben E. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Alec Guinness. Answer in just a minute. So I know that you're pretty upset, Franco, about hearing news about poor Charlie Sheen.
Feel bad for that guy. I really
do. You think you can be okay, honey?
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I hear a lot more lawsuits are lining up, getting ready. And the LAPD is now talking to the prosecutor about HIV, the fact that he has positive, was having sex with people not telling them. That's a felony in California.
Did you see, and maybe I missed it yesterday, if you mentioned it, where he's already paid $10 million to somebody to keep quiet about it?
Yeah.
Multiple people.
What in the world?
Yeah, and his dad now, Martin Sheen, came out and said that he's proud of him for
coming out and
talking about it.
Oh, he's proud of him. He's doing it because he had to. He thinks to keep it from coming out anyway.
And I guess
it was coming out anyway.
Yeah, but so what? That stuff is in the Inquirer anyway about everybody. Nobody would pay any attention to that. I still don't get why he did this. Because he wants attention.
Was he on the Today Show?
Yes.
Because Martin Sheen said that he would go with him to be on the Today Show to show support
if he wanted to.
Idiot. I know.
Charlie Sheen's an idiot.
Yeah.
They got an adopted black brother, Afro.
I think you've made my report sort of racist.
That's not racist. Afro Sheen's a product, and the Sheens have an adopted black son. Afro Sheen, that's funny. You just don't like it because it's funny.
A lot of people upset that Ricky Gervais is replacing Amy Poehler and Tina Fey as host of the Golden Globes on January 11th on NBC. By the way, Denzel Washington will get the Cecil B. DeMille Award out the Globes.
Wait, who's replacing them?
Ricky Gervais.
No kidding. I'm upset at that, too.
Yeah, I am, too. I thought Amy Poehler and Tina Fey were fabulous.
They were great.
Odds and ends, if you're going to be traveling, airport employees, apparently, according to officials, steal $1 million a day
from airline
passengers.
I don't doubt that.
Luggage, purses, jewelry, computers, money, etc. $2 million flyers alone in the United States fly every day.
You doubt it? I don't doubt it at all.
I don't doubt it at all. Bill Clinton says he thinks that Donald Trump would be the Republican nominee. I wonder why he would say that.
I don't know.
Why would he? I don't understand why he'd even say that. Paris Hilton has eight dogs and pays a full-time dog sitter $75,000 a year to take care of her dogs.
That's bad grammar. She has eaten dogs.
No, no, she
what? No,
she
eight,
oh, dogs. The number eight. The number I'm sorry.
Okay. Kaylee Cuoco, who I really love in Big Bang Theory, friends now very worried about her, and the reason they give is, they say, quote, alcohol and aggression. What? Kaylee Cuoco? Little quick book review, Ollie. Book review for you, Lil. Burt Reynolds' book just came out. It's called Enough About Me. Isn't bad. Actually pretty good. Talks about how he still loves Sally Field.
Who doesn't?
And really goes into detail about a whole bunch of different people. It's pretty funny. 3 stars for Burt Reynolds' book called Enough About Me.
I saw something about him online, and he said, if you met me 30 years ago or something,
you'd hate
like,
me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, he needs to kill his plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
Sports shorts. Jay-Z is betting Oscar De La Hoya $100,000 that his fighter, Jay-Z's fighter, Miguel Cuoco will beat Oscar De La Hoya's fighter Camilo Alvarez Saturday night. I also have a bet on this fight. I also like Oscar De La Hoya's fighter, the younger Camilo Alvarez. My bet, $5 on this fight.
Oh, come on. You got 100 large on it.
I got $5 on this fight.
Okay.
Dayton history. Well, I still have trouble wrapping my head around this one. But on November 18th, 1978, 900 people killed themselves in Guyana.
Yeah.
At the instruction of that madman, the Reverend Jim Jones.
What a nut.
And that's where we got drinking the Kool-Aid from.
It was purple.
How about a lighter note?
Okay.
On this date, 1928, Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse made his debut in his first cartoon as Steamboat Willie.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mickey Mouse.
What the hell happened to your voice?
What? What's Mickey Mouse?
Did you sit on your nuts?
No, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, hi.
You're out of time. And finally.
You're ruining my show.
And finally.
Oh, I knew it.
Oh, here we go.
I knew it.
And finally. With the new Star Wars coming out, name the name of the original star who went to high school in Yokohama, Japan. Luke Skywalker, a.k.a. Mark Hamill. Han Solo, a.k.a. Harrison Ford. Princess Leia, a.k.a. Carrie Fisher. Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi. Allie Guinness.
I'll say Harrison Ford.
Guinness.
Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, Mike Evans, see ya.
We're all idiots. Three idiots. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Speaking of Chesterfield Valley, there's a store called Amini's. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know you all love that. And I'm going to do my best to get you to want to go in there, but I can't do that, maybe I can get you to go to the website. If you go to the website, and I think you absolutely will want to go in there, the website is Amini's, AMINIS.com. And the reason I want you to go there is I can't even begin to try to give you the offers that they have and the specials they have. You buy this, you get this free. You buy these two things, you get this free. It's hard to do because it'll start to get confusing, but let me just tell you something. These are the things that you have wanted for a long time to make your, I think in some cases, basement the perfect escape place, or to make your home prettier, more inviting with the right kind of lighting or the right area rug, either handmade or machine made, and now furniture. To change the look and feel of your house. Some of the best furniture made in the world. This is not furniture for newlyweds unless they're really wealthy. This is when you paid your dues and you've decided you deserve, instead of mediocre furniture, the best of the best. Wait until you see the living room, the bedroom, family room furniture at Amini's. They've always been known for and still are for great patio furniture and home theater furniture. Now there's so much more. Get in there. Get in there. Take your time. Look around. And please tell them your AM and the PM. Amini's, AMINIS, Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
And it's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Jim Wiley.
Okay, Dan, we have, let's see what we have here. We've got stop-and-go traffic on southbound 170 from Old Bonham down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, not much better. You're still slowing from Compton all the way out to Clayton-Warson. Then things finally open up since they've cleared that accident that was Ballas. Now we have a little slow traffic on southbound 270 from Olive down through Highway 44, and then it's jammed up pretty well from 44 to Tesson Ferry, and I believe that's because of that accident that's on Tesson Ferry a little bit south of Kennerly. Still slow on westbound 44 from Hampton out through the Laclede Station area, and then we have eastbound 44 drivers slowing from Berry Road to Laclede Station. And this traffic report is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Traffic isn't always avoidable, but you can avoid surprises in your insurance. A Farmers agent could help you check your coverage for any potential hidden gaps. Find one at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255 24 hours and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
Don't fight the crowds on Black Friday looking for jewelry. Save time and money by shopping on Small Business Saturday at Paramount Jewelers. Paramount Jewelers has a huge selection of diamonds and colored gemstones for your sweetheart. Online at ParamountJewelers.com.
Royal Banks of Missouri is a proud sponsor of Mizzou football on KTRS. Go to RoyalBanksOfMo.com and go Mizzou. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I was just thinking, I don't want to be stuck here.
Yeah, this Baldwin Hair Salon is a long way from Paris, but on Friday, those two worlds became a whole lot closer. Why, the owner of this place was never so glad to get back home.
I think that there are plenty of opportunities for us to continue to be a beacon of leadership for the world.
The plight of Syrian refugees caught up in American politics and fear. Why Missouri's governor says welcoming them is the American thing to do.
You may be dreaming of a white Christmas, but at Tillis Park, it looks like a wet Christmas. How soon the water will go down so they can turn the lights on.
First at 6, back from Paris, a Baldwin business owner was there during Friday.